you life.
Talk Live, take control, toll free at 855-453. So we launch into the second hour of this program with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Marcus.
We're going to get back into your calls here, or into your calls in moments. Also, we've got on the table for discussion the pothole Robin Hood. We haven't quite finished that story about a heroic group of people. There's apparently more than one that have been actually filling potholes in Jackson, Mississippi, with the city's own asphalt, and then spray painting, or I don't know if it's chalking or whatever. They're leaving some sort of a indicator behind that it was citizen filled, that it was not the city who did it.
Right, citizen fixed.
Yeah, an individual or a group of individuals who solved this problem. And we're going to continue with that in moments. But Bill is on the line in North Carolina to kick off this hour. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hello.
Hi, Bill. You're on the air.
Awesome. I want to talk about the illegal immigrants.
Yes, sir.
Well, you know, I'm a manager of McDonald's up in here in North Carolina, and you know, I don't really understand why there's so much persecution from the Republicans about the illegal immigrants. You know, I mean, you know, I manage the McDonald's and I hire the illegal immigrants to do my work for me. It's pretty awesome.
Well, I don't know if I really believe you, but I think that you do bring up an interesting issue. Bill, how long have you been managing that McDonald's?
About 15 years.
What's your store number? See you later. 855-453.
There was a joke coming in there somewhere.
I think it was, well, maybe. He sounded like one of the kind of the crankers that calls the show every now and then. And at least he didn't say F or something like that.
No, he didn't.
It wasn't a great crank, but it wasn't one of the worst ever.
No.
So let's address the issue, though, because he does bring up a good issue. First of all, I don't like it when people call other human beings illegal. I think that's ridiculous. The idea that a human being is somehow illegal is an outrageous concept to me.
Yeah, the label illegal immigrant, it's really has a very negative connotation to it, and it's really used to dehumanize you know, people that are just traveling, really, or immigrating, I should say.
Well, I'd like to answer his question, too. He asked, well, why are the Republicans so upset about so-called illegal immigrants? And I think that it's the current boogeyman. They're the current scapegoat. They get to point to the so-called illegal immigrants as the cause for all of the woes in this country, them and the terrorists, of
course. That's right. Often I hear from the Republicans, not so much, it depends on which Republicans you talk to, I suppose, but the ones that I've known typically don't speak negatively about who the immigrants are that are coming. What they talk about is actually the problem that's caused by the government, which is entitlement programs where the government is taking money from everybody here and then giving it out to different people for, you know, either welfare, whatever the program, whatever welfare program it is, be it school or health care or, you know, just living expenses for old people. And what a lot of people get upset about is they think that, oh, well, these illegal immigrants are going to come here and they're going to take advantage of these free giveaways. That's my money that was taken from me, and it shouldn't be given out to people who didn't have it stolen from them. So it's really just the problem that they don't like that the entitlement programs are not fair.
That's part of it, but they also, some of them get upset at this idea that they're going to take our jobs. So this economically misplaced concept that there's this finite number of jobs and everybody that comes in from another country is one job fewer that you could possibly have, which is nonsense. That's not the way economics works.
Yeah, actually, when you have more people coming into an area, the economic situation is much better. You want things to be growing. There's more jobs are created.
Right. Jobs are created because there's more demand coming in to that economy. There are more people with different skills, so more diverse jobs could become available as a result of having more people to choose from as far as filling those roles. So yeah, having more people, I mean, has been good for America over time. They're,
right.
Immigrants are, a lot of cases, entrepreneurial as well, and they'll start businesses.
Sure, and lots of immigrants come in and do things like pick fruit or whatever on farms.
Hard work, yeah.
Yeah, very hard work, where you read some stories where the immigrants were pushed out of a certain state, perhaps it was Georgia, I don't recall specifically, by the government, and then the growers couldn't get people, they couldn't get inmates, prison inmates to even pick their fruit for them.
It's true. It happened in Georgia, and it was, it's a myth, this idea that Americans are really chomping at the bit to go and pull plants up out of the ground. I mean, it's just not the case.
No, it's not.
So I think that for me, I think the Republicans and to some extent the Democrats as well, because both of them are in favor of the state. Both of them are in favor of some sort of a system to exist surrounding immigration. And, oh, well, I support immigration. I just only support legal immigration. You know, a lot of people will say something like that. And what they don't realize is that when they say they support legal immigration, that means that they support somebody who wants to come here having to beg some bureaucrat's permission to get here, to fill out application after application, filing fee after filing fee, attorney's fees, and deal with all this paperwork, this mountain of paperwork, this ridiculous, labyrinthine, nebulous bureaucracy that's impossible to navigate on your own. You have to have an immigration attorney to be able to figure out A from B, and all of this nonsense, and then wait, two decades of your life, maybe, before you'll actually get approved on this process.
It's really terrible. It's exactly what you're talking about, and these people are actually living here. So it's not as if they're waiting to come in. Many people are living here for two decades, and they don't have the so-called rights that everybody else has. They should. They should be able to vote. Well, I mean, if there is a government system, they should be able to vote, and they're not allowed to vote. They're not allowed to partake in the system, and it's not at all
Marcus,
fair.
They're going to vote in socialism. You can't let them vote. They're going to vote socialism.
Well, maybe they will, but we have socialism, and almost every
right.
vote is for socialism.
And hello, Republicans. I mean, the Republicans talk two different, they talk one game, and then they do something completely
sure.
different. So the Republicans will get elected on a message about smaller government, but then you look at what they do, and they make the government bigger. And all the proposals for immigration control are not small government proposals. They're huge government proposals. They're police state proposals. Build a fence. Increase the border patrol. I mean, what? That's not small at all. That's going to create a police state where that police state is going to affect you, and it's going to affect your freedom. If you run a business, they're going to come in, they're going to raid your business and demand to look at your files. If you are driving to work and there are going to be checkpoints, there already are around the southern and northern borders, these internal checkpoints where they're just stopping everybody and interrogating them. Searching some of them, pulling them over to a secondary search, and it's just absolutely outrageous. And I wonder how many of the people who are chomping at the bit to do something about the immigrants really even realize the consequences of the actions they're advocating.
I don't think they do realize, and it's hypocritical, really, because many of them are, children of immigrants or grandchildren of immigrants when
yeah.
immigration to the United States was at least a lot easier than it is now. And I even wear a button that says I support undocumented immigrants.
Oh, wow.
And I've gotten some good response from young people with that at particularly at places where I go to eat. And, for people that actually know the horrors that immigrants have to go through and the struggles They
you mean like just to get here?
Just to get here, yeah. And then the things that they have to go through when they are here, hoping that they don't get sent away by some stranger. I mean, it's really sad. These are just people mm-hmm. that want to live somewhere. People should be free to live wherever they want so long as they have the permission of the person who owns the property.
It should be that simple.
That's it.
But no, the government has complicated it to such a ridiculous extent, and now they're arguing, basically the Republicans and Democrats are arguing over how to, add more complications to the system.
Well, it benefits the government greatly because they get these people where they're still paying taxes, the people that come over legally, they're still paying taxes, but they have no say. So for two decades, sometimes three decades, this person's working hard, paying their taxes, and they don't get to vote. They have no say, and they have to worry. They have to be extra good so that they don't get kicked out.
We'll come back with more. You can talk about immigration, the Robin Hood that is filling potholes in Jackson, Mississippi, or whatever's on your mind. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. That's 855-450-FREE. Plus, we've got Skype. You can connect with us there at username lrn.fm or Free Talk Live coming up.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-921-5663. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-921-5663. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-921-5663. That's 1-800-921-5663.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
Would you like to be able to disappear, to be invisible to the NSA and Obama's spying thugs? Fortunately, there are still a handful of people carrying the torch for freedom and privacy. My friend Chris Peterson is one of them, and he made a video at privacyradio.com that you need to see right now. He'll teach you how to communicate privately, take your identity off the grid, and even disappear forever. Go to privacyradio.com now to see for yourself. Hurry, though. It's just a matter of time before Obama's minions have him shut down and this information is lost forever. privacyradio.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live allows you to take control of the airwaves here at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com, where we've got a bulletin board system. Allows you to interact with other Free Talk Live listeners and unlike the rest of our website. It is free, so go to bbs.freetalklive.com. Also free, blockchain.info. You can go and get your very own free encrypted Bitcoin wallet today, meaning that not even blockchain.info has access to your Bitcoins, and certainly the FBI and the NSA don't either.
I have one of those.
Do you?
Yeah, you have the one on my phone. I use it on iPhone.
Yeah, and Android also has a blockchain.info app, and it's a pretty pretty handy little app to have.
I love it. It's great. I use it to, you know, to get Bitcoin and send Bitcoin to people when I'm out and about. It's really great.
I sold stuff with mine. I had at both the Liberty Forum and the Porcupine Freedom Festival, I had Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree DVDs with me, and sometimes people don't want to pay cash. They want to pay Bitcoin, so I just pull out my phone and set the little pull up blockchain.info app and hit the receive button, and then it actually allows me to type in the amount of, like, I can type in the amount of Bitcoins I want if I know what amount of Bitcoins, but I usually don't because the Bitcoin price is changing. So I know I want to get $10 worth, so I just type in the U.S. dollar amount, and it automatically converts it to Bitcoin. I scan, the other person scans my QR code that the thing comes up with, and then it, you know, the price is already there in their phone, and it's really, it's so fast and it's so easy.
It is very easy.
But you've got to get blockchain.info's app to know what we're talking about. You can download it for free for your phone. You can also go to blockchain.info to open up your free wallet there first, and the wallet has some great tools that come along with it that actually allow you to send or receive Bitcoins anonymously, among other neat features. So go to blockchain.info and join millions of other Bitcoin users around the world in this new currency, this digital, distributed, decentralized currency that is also a financial transaction system that cuts out the middleman, cuts out the banks, it cuts out you know, anybody that's a financial transaction provider, because you're literally connecting directly with the people that you're sending money, and you're protected because the network is untouchable by the state. It's so diffuse, distributed, that they can't take it out. There's no way that the state, in any state, anywhere in the world, even if all the states combined together, they wouldn't be able to stop Bitcoin.
That's a great thing.
So, blockchain.info. Go there, get your first Bitcoin wallet, or if you already have your own Bitcoin wallet elsewhere, get one at blockchain.info. It's a nice thing to have, especially because it lets you use your smartphone as well. Brandon is on the line in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Marcus. Hey, Brandon.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
You know,
your thoughts.
I think I'm a pretty hardcore libertarian, but I find myself at odds with your philosophies a lot of times. Like, so the immigration, right?
Okay.
I'm one of those crazy people who, I bought a box. It's on a piece of dirt, and I live inside the box, and I built a fence around on the dirt on my property line. Imaginary, you know, boundary line, so my neighbors can't just come in my backyard.
Okay.
Sounds like you have your personal property.
You're well within your purview. I think we're in complete agreement so far. If that's what you want to do with your property, it's fine by me.
And that's, I mean, property rights are inherent to, like, you know, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. If you can't own mm-hmm. property and do with it what you wish, you're not really free. Right.
Okay, I'm with you. We're complete in agreement so far. Marcus, agree? So
yeah,
far?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, that's what property is, an extension of being a free human being. It's it's what you create with your work as your wealth, and then with your wealth you acquire property.
And if you come onto my property and I don't want you, that's a crime for trespass, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I would say so. Yeah, I mean, you probably should inform the person. I mean, you know, if you put up a fence, it's pretty obvious you don't want somebody there. But if you own like a big forest or something, then, you know, maybe you would want to put up some warning signs or something like that. But yeah, generally that's a trespass.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there's warning signs on the border. You and I both know that. I mean,
Hold on, are you jumping from private property to the border?
Well, just as I have a right to protect my house, my property, the state, or the government has a right, theoretically, to protect its imaginary boundary line.
Well, who
and
is the state?
If a person trespasses that boundary line, there should be a legal consequence.
I think there's a very big difference between when you talk about personal property and when you talk about state or the government, because the state or the government does not exist. There are only people who claim to be part of the state or the government, and those people use force and violence in order to extract money and wealth from other peaceful, free human beings, and then they use that wealth against all of us in order to enact their will upon us. So those people who claim to be the state and the government, they are not in the right, because they're actually infringing upon all of our rights in order to get the power that they have. So when you talk about the government having rights, they don't have rights. They're in the wrong because they're using force and threats of force in order to get
Absolutely.
The power that they have.
Because what if I want to have people come onto my property?
I think you should be allowed to have
right.
people come
on. Maybe my viewpoint is different than yours, Brandon, and I'm also a liberty-minded person, and I think that people should be able to come on my property. In fact, I want people to come from another plot of land somewhere else in the world and come to my property, maybe to work, maybe to live, who knows what. Maybe just have fun. But I want to have those people come to my property, but the men and women calling themselves the state will prevent that from happening with the threat of violence or actual violence if necessary. So one of the other things I thought was worth pointing out is that, and it stems from what Marcus was saying, the state's just an idea. So the state doesn't have rights. Only individuals have rights. So the whole idea that there's this some sort of collective right to the country or to protect this imaginary border is a bunch of nonsense, and it's not very libertarian at all.
Well, sure. I mean, title comes from the state. A deed, it's a legal fiction. I mean, the boundary lines are just imaginary anyway. I understand that.
Well,
part,
no, not necessarily. You already pointed out that you could put up a fence and therefore delineate those lines, and that would be some level of homesteading on that property as well.
And let's not confuse, just because the government issues pieces of paper to make things official does not mean that they actually control whether or not that thing exists or does not exist. I can own something just like I can buy something from Ian using Bitcoin, which the government has no part of. Ian will give me that thing in exchange for the Bitcoin. We don't have to go to the government in order to get a piece of paper that says I own it.
Right.
I rightfully own that.
And property doesn't exist by virtue of the state existing. The state just happens to be the organization that handles titles and things like that right now. In the absence of the state,
sure. Well,
we would have title companies and people like that handling
it. The government likes to extract money from us, so they use things like titles as a mechanism for extracting money and obedience from us, because it's easier to control people when you have control over their titling. And they hold a monopoly over it. That's forced upon us.
And you know what, Brandon, since we're talking about property, how about the property of my money? Is that my property, too?
Well, yeah. I mean, that's your money.
So I should be able to keep my money, right? And I should, if I don't want to give my money to the people calling themselves the state because I disagree with how they're using it in ways I don't like, I should be able to keep my money, right?
And I got bitcoins, too. But, hey, one quick note. I don't know if you know about Indiana's right to resist law.
I do not. Yeah. What is it?
Indiana, in 2012, they ruled that the legislature said that you have the right to use force to resist an unlawful public servant entering your home.
Oh, I remember that. And, that wasn't the legislature, was it? I thought it was a Supreme Court or an Indiana Supreme Court decision.
The Indiana Supreme Court said that the police can come into your home for any reason or no reason at all, and you have no right to resist.
And then the legislature passed some law about that?
Yes.
Interesting. Yeah, well, it'll be interesting to see how that, if that ever gets tested out, how that'll pan out. Brandon, I don't know if you had more about the immigration thing. If you do, you're welcome to stick with us. 855-450-FREE. I think it's an important issue. It's one of the most misunderstood in American politics at the moment. You can take control as well. Free Talk Live.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and cost less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-ALLISON. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control toll-free at 855-450-FREE and bring up whatever is on your mind. With you in studio here, it's Ian.
And Marcus.
Quantum Vibe. It's a sci-fi webcomic following the life of a young woman from a voluntarist space city 500 years in the future. She's traveling among the various settled, increasingly status worlds in the solar system, and young Nicole encounters both extreme hazards of space and human treachery. She assists a mad scientist with a vision that will help humanity access a vast new frontier and finally leave oppressive corporate states behind. Or so they hope. Now the first 400 strips of this popular epic story by Scott Beezer, who, by the way, is at Freedom Fest, from what I understand, have been collected in the trade paperback volume Quantum Vibe Volume 1, Nicole. It's available from Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and direct from the publisher, BigHeadPress.com. List price is only $14.95, but the last time I was at Amazon, I saw it for $11, and it was qualified for free Super Saver shipping. So you could order Quantum Vibe Volume 1, and then you could pick up another Big Head Press graphic novel and get yourself the across that $25 threshold and get yourself free shipping. So if you want to do your shopping through Free Talk Live, we'd appreciate that. You can go to shop.freetalklive.com. There are links to Amazon there. Click into the right Amazon for you, Amazon Canada, US, UK, and then get your shopping taken care of in Free Talk Live. We'll get a portion and get Quantum Vibe Volume 1. You can go to quantumvibe.com, and you can actually read all of these comics if you'd like. But you know, if you're a fan of Quantum Vibe and you want a great epic sci-fi Liberty story, this would be a great gift for yourself or a loved one. So once again, you can go to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or BigHeadPress.com and get your Quantum Vibe Volume 1 today.
You know, you mentioned Amazon, and I know people can shop at Amazon through the Free Talk Live link in order to support Free Talk Live.
That's right, shop.freetalklive.com.
But there's a great website that actually helps you know if you're getting a good price on Amazon.
Really?
Yeah, it's called Camel, Camel, Camel.
Okay.
And it's a site that I use. I have no affiliation to it at all, but I use it. And what you do is when you find a product on Amazon, you just copy the URL into Camel, Camel, Camel,
yep.
And it gives you the price history. And then it tells,
wow.
Yeah, and it tells you if it's a good time to buy.
The history on Amazon, because the prices
yes.
change.
Yeah, the Amazon price history it gives you. And if you want, you can, which I don't do, but you can sign up for an account, and I think they'll send you a notification if it hits a low price.
Outstanding.
It's, yeah, it's a really helpful site to have. So sometimes when you're doing shopping, you wonder, like, oh, am I getting a good price,
mm-hmm.
you know, or did I see this lower? Did I see this higher? Is this good? And so if you go to that site, Camel, 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 then you can see if you're getting a good price.
Pretty
not.
Cool.
Yeah.
Thanks for the tip on that one. So once again, you can shop through Free Talk Live at shop.freetalklive.com. All right, so Brandon was on the line. We were talking about immigration. I invited him to say if he wanted to talk more. He didn't. He dropped off the line. But I still think it's a really important issue. And you agree, Marcus, because apparently you wear a button around. What's,
yeah.
it, say, what's it say on the button?
I support undocumented immigrants.
And that, I imagine, has created a number of interesting conversations.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever gotten any negative feedback. I think
that's because they're going to be too chicken to say
right.
anything.
That's
right.
They bite their lip, you know. They don't want to talk to me about that.
It's not because you're physically intimidating or anything like that.
No, I'm not.
But it's just because these people are, you know, they're cowards.
Yeah, they are. And, you know, they don't have to talk to me about it because they already have the government on their side.
That's true. They already have their border fence and the Border Patrol and the
right. but for
INS.
But for the people that understand, it can be a very emotional thing or just, you know, an upsetting thing to know that people, good people, just want to live someplace safe or someplace they want to live that's comfortable for them. And they're stopped by some bureaucrats that, you know, it's that's upsetting.
It's horribly tragic.
Yeah, it is.
Especially when you're dealing with people who are trying to escape a terrible place. I mean, there are stories, not just recent stories, but in the past. I remember the, what was it called? There was a ship during Nazi Germany times loaded up with Jewish people that came here. They all managed to escape from Nazi Germany, and the government turned them around.
Yeah, it's terrible. What an awful story. You know, and one of the things that a lot of people will complain about is they say, like, oh, well, they should learn the language, this and that
mm-hmm.
before. But, you know, that's not really very fair, and it's not very compassionate, and it's historically not what has happened.
That's true.
Historically, people would come over from, let's say, Italy. I have some of my ancestors were from Italy. Likely, when they came over, they spoke Italian. The first generation speaks Italian. They learn a little bit of English.
Yep.
Then the second generation that's born here, they learn English as their first. They usually learn both English and Italian.
And by the time the third generation comes along, they don't even know Italian.
They don't even know the Italian. They know a couple words. And I think that that's likely what happened with a lot of immigrants, not just Italians.
But it's easy for those people who you're talking about to ignore that information because what they see is, you know, if they're living in, you know, South Florida, they'll see signs in both English and Spanish, or they'll call some sort of tech support line, and they'll get the message that, you know, para español, marque el dos. And they'll get upset about that, because to them, that's proof that the Spanish folks are taking over, and we're losing our sovereignty, and English should be the national language. And so that's, you know, all they have is their own personal experience, and whatever, you know, we can throw out whatever facts we want to about how, oh, well, you know, this whole thing about them not learning English, that's bunk. Yes, they do learn English, but it's hard to fight against someone's, you know, case study of an individual's personal experience about, so I see Spanish everywhere.
Well, and it is understandable why they would have that reaction, because they've lived a privileged life, and that privileged life has had them growing up in a world where there was only one language that existed.
You're right.
And it was English, and they don't understand that, you know, you don't get that privileged life is not just handed to you. You know, life changes, the world changes, and things change, and you don't just deserve it. Just because you had something previously does not mean that you are entitled to it going on throughout your life. Things change.
And entitled to only speak one language.
That's right.
That's a great point. And, you know, whenever I look at other languages or seeing other people speak other languages, I'm jealous. I mean, I'm jealous that I can't or that I don't. I mean, I could. If I spent the time and effort to do it, I could speak another language. But, you know, I look at that and I think, wow, those people are really talented. Like, they can do a whole lot more than I can.
Well, yeah, it is something to look up to because they have the ability to communicate with even more people in more places. And that's a really nice skill that I would also like to
have. I feel like a dumb American. I mean,
whenever
I look at somebody who's bilingual or, you know, in some cases trilingual, I feel really bad. And in fact, one of my favorite examples of multilingualism has to be Hong Kong. I was reading an article about them years ago on the air and how if you don't know more than, like, three languages, or at least the basics of three languages, you can't get a job as a waitress in Hong Kong. Now, here, a waitress is an entry-level, low-skill kind of job that pretty much anybody can get. But in a place like Hong Kong, you better be competing to the max of your abilities and be able to speak different languages because you've got customers. It's an international city. You've got customers coming in from all over the world, and you better be able to interact with some of them.
And that makes sense because then if you didn't speak those languages, you couldn't. And that was even my experience when I went to Europe many years ago. I was in Belgium, and you know they spoke a few different languages there, none of which were English. And we wandered around for a while to find somebody that spoke English so we could order some food and, you know, get something that we actually wanted. But it was a very interesting experience. And, you know, going to Europe was a lot of fun. I wanted to actually, I came back wanting to learn German because I love Switzerland so much. But it didn't matter anyway. I could never move to Switzerland because their immigration policies there are probably stricter than the United States.
Which is another thing that the immigration the anti-immigration people will bring up. They'll say things like, well, in X other country, the immigration's really strict over there. We should be more like that.
Right.
And no, I don't want to have this place be more like more tyrannical places around the world. Why would someone want that? Why would someone who ostensibly is smaller government want to be more like Mexico? Or more like, you know, Guatemala or Venezuela or wherever else they might have restrictive immigration policies.
It's an illogical comparison.
You're right. All of this is based on emotion. It's based on fear. That's the number one emotion that it's based on, is the fear that you're going to lose your job, the fear that you're going to have to speak another language.
Change your lifestyle,
the
right?
The fear of change. Yes. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Comes back around to something we were talking with Danny from the UK about. Of course, the state is the opposite of change. The state, staying still, staying in a constant state of not changing. And change is the constant in our world, and so the state works against that. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-945-9104. That's 1-800-945-9104. 1-800-945-9104. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Bill Carroll here for Blue Tax. Just because the IRS says you owe them a lot of money, are you just going to do what? Throw your hands up in the air and write a check? What are you doing? You got to fight this stuff. Here's what you need to do. Make a free call to Blue Tax right now. Get a second opinion. You got to do at least that. 800-501-7730. Don't let the IRS push you around with collection calls and bank liens and levies and property seizures. Let Blue Tax share some stories about people like you that were being harassed by the IRS and didn't owe what they were told initially. Or they'll tell you stories about how they stopped all IRS collection actions the same day, or how they helped set up installment agreements, or got debts reduced through the proper submission of an offer and compromise. Call Blue Tax right now. It's a free call, totally free, and it can save you a fortune. And get the IRS off your back today. Blue Tax, you can trust them to help you here. Call Blue Tax now at 1-800-501-7730. That's 800-501-7730. One last time, 800-501-7730, or visit BlueTax.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Take control toll-free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Pothole Robin Hood. We've got to come back around to that because I don't think the discussion is over about the man, actually more than one guy, people who are filling potholes in Jackson, Mississippi. And we'll come back to that when we get a chance. But your calls come first, 855-450-FREE. You can also join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features that we have for you. If you like the show, you can become a Free Talk Live amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is you send $5 a month to Free Talk Live. It is then invested into the show. We'll use it to get on more radio stations, to bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So you can go to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up and get the perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only podcast, forum, and more. Once again, go to amp.freetalklive.com. It makes a big difference for us when you do that. Now, there are other great liberty-oriented shows out there in the world, and one of them is the School Sucks Project. It's a podcast, it's a call-in show, and a YouTube channel, as well as a web community promoting real education and deconstructing state indoctrination. They discuss learning alternatives, self-education, critical thinking, peaceful parenting, personal growth, and better communication strategies. In fact, Marcus, you said you were a guest on School Sucks Project at one time.
Yeah, I've been friends with Brett, the host of School Sucks, for quite a few years, and he had me on one time. It was a lot of fun to do the show live, you know, but it's a great show.
He's really a smart guy, too.
He's very smart, and he has Osborne on and some other people, so I suggest listening to it.
Yeah, it's Jason Osborne from SACL CAI, longtime sponsor of this program. Go to schoolsucksproject.com. You can register for a free account there, participate in their forums, suggest show topics even, and access years' worth of archives. School Sucks Project.
freetalklive.com. Let's go back to the phones and to the fun. Spencer is on the line in Wisconsin. Spencer, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Marcus.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey.
I called in because you guys were talking about Press 2 for Spanish.
And yes, sir.
I'm currently unemployed, so every once in a while I have to call in to, you know, the state to get, you know, the check. And if I pressed 1 for English and followed all the prompts, it would basically just say that the call queue was full and hang up on me. And it would do this, like, every single day of the week. Well, if I wrote down all the numbers that I had to put in and I just changed the 1 to a 2 for Spanish and then punched in all the same numbers, I would get into the Spanish queue, and I'd end up waiting for like 2 minutes instead of getting hung up.
Well, that's brilliant. And so then, wait, so when you got in the Spanish queue and the operator picked up and you weren't speaking Spanish to her, what happened?
Well, they would greet you in Spanish, but mm-hmm. I would just start talking English, and then they would just switch over. Sometimes they would ask me, like, you know, how did you get here? And I would just play dumb. And so they would just handle the response.
That's awesome.
And so I think that's the reason why sometimes people get a little bit perturbed about that kind of stuff is the way the call queues and stuff work. It did seem like to me that they were getting almost like priority treatment just because of the language.
They probably just don't have as many calls coming in, it would be my guess.
Yeah, but if the person handling the call on the other end can do both Spanish and English, they could have set up the call queue where the person is routed, you know, to handle both calls. So it's more, you know,
I see what you're saying.
Yeah,
good question. So who knows how they actually have it set up in the back office?
Right, mathematically and technically, I'm sure they could set it up that way. Likely it's not set up that way because it would be a little more complicated, and it's probably just that the Spanish-speaking operators also happen to speak English. But they're likely not, like you said, they're likely not handling English.
Smart move, though, Spencer. Yeah. Did you figure that one out all by yourself, or did you find that online or somewhere? How did you figure that one out?
Well, I used to work on phone systems, so
nice.
I'm pretty devious when it comes to phone systems.
I bet you there's going to be more than one person who's going to make a note, mental note, and try this out, because that's pretty smart stuff. Anything else you want to share tonight?
No, that was it. Well, props for mentioning School Sucks Live, because I'm a big fan there.
Cool. Hey, thanks, Spencer, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. So let's go back to where we were discussing previously, which is this pothole Robin Hood. ABC News has been reporting on this. Gentleman and his friends in Jackson, Mississippi have been filling potholes using the city's own asphalt. Now, police have not yet determined how he acquired the asphalt, but he is admitting to having used the city's asphalt. So my question is he committing a crime? Because they're going to try to charge him with something. I mean, they want to get him for making them look bad. He's the one who filled over 100 potholes in Jackson, Mississippi when the city dropped the ball.
Oh, yeah, this guy's helping out. This guy and his team are helping people out. And all the government can think of is we got to get him because he's making us look bad because we're not doing the job and he is doing the job with our own material, you know. So... it's interesting. I wonder if he might even know somebody who works in the road crew, and maybe they tipped him off to where to get the asphalt. That could be the case. Likely, they're just not protecting the asphalt. You know, they don't really have to worry about people stealing it.
Who wants to steal asphalt?
Right. Only the guy who wants to fill the potholes that they're not filling, apparently.
So, yeah, I wonder if their solution to this is going to be to build some kind of security fence or some ridiculous security apparatus around wherever it is they store the asphalt to try to prevent further thefts. I wonder what steps the city will take in this case.
Yeah, they may do that just to waste more taxpayer money mm-hmm. and make it look, a little less sightly. But it's really interesting because anybody who is driving around is going to be happy that this guy is doing this. And, you know, of course the government, they're just going after him because he made them look bad.
Well, and we're going to keep you in the loop as this continues to develop, the pothole Robin Hood. Hopefully we'll be given more information. There's a little bit more in the article here that might be worth sharing. His name is, by the way, Ron Chain. And he says that he hopes the new mayor will address the problem He's got a tough road ahead. We're sending a message that as citizens, you have to sometimes take matters into your own hands in a creative and constructive way, Jane added. Potholes are disruptive and a dangerous problem in Jackson. Zachary Boozer, a Jackson resident, told ABC News, people joke that Jackson is a Six Flags because the roads are so bumpy. The potholes are pretty widespread in all areas of the city. They make cracks in the streets, which are already crumbling, he said. And it's not just potholes. We've also got sinkholes. People have been falling into them. A car fell in one, too. Jackson has a pothole hotline that residents can call to report damaged roads. The problem is that they don't respond immediately. After you call, they put you on a wait list. The city's too backed up with requests to fix potholes. This is definitely raising tensions. Well, wait. How can they be so backed up? I mean, this dude went out and he fixed 100 potholes. I don't know what the time frame was in which he fixed 100 potholes, but he fixed 100 potholes that the city didn't fix. What are they doing with their day?
Well, it doesn't matter what they're doing with their day, because the reality is that since they're a government agency, they don't have the proper incentives to offer a good product or a good service.
That's true. They know they're going to get your tax money whether or not they fix your pothole or not.
That's right. So you're paying your taxes, and they're getting it, and it doesn't matter if they fill the pothole or not to them. You know, the most government workers are just concerned with getting their paycheck. They're not necessarily worried about doing a good job. They're just concerned about keeping their job.
So the article here wraps up with an interesting couple of statements. One is coming from Mr. Chain, the guy filling the potholes. The other coming from an official spokesperson for the Department of Transportation. Chain says, I was approached by the Mississippi Department of Transportation. They said that while they do not condone or endorse what we did, they were indeed on the understanding side. They said the asphalt is the people's asphalt. Now, Department of Transportation spokesperson Jared Ravencraft says the contrary. He says nobody from the DOT has spoken to Mr. Chain in an official capacity. We have never met with him. This situation is strictly an issue for Jackson. We have no jurisdiction over the city.
Yeah, so sounds like somebody up higher got upset that somebody down lower said that it was the people's asphalt.
Yeah, maybe he did actually have a conversation with somebody at the DOT. But either way, we'll let you know if we hear more about this case. And of course, you can let us know. Maybe you'll find out before we do. You can post it on our website at freetalklive.com. Submit it as show prep. So when you come across an update or anything you want to share with us, you submit it at freetalklive.com. Other listeners can vote it up or down, and then we'll figure out what you think is interesting. Just go to freetalklive.com to get interactive in that way. And I don't think it's a crime. I mean, that was a question I'd asked on Facebook, and I didn't really get any real solid answers, but, you know, some jokes. But, I mean, I think our listeners obviously know that this isn't a crime, or the average Free Talk Live longtime listener probably knows that. But for new listeners, the government doesn't have things they didn't steal the money for in the first place, for
right.
the most part.
And the thing is, he's using the asphalt for its intended purpose.
That's true. He's not repairing his driveway.
No, he's repairing the roads that everyone else is driving on. He's doing it quicker and better than the government is.
And they will not stand for it. I'm very interested to see what kind of charges they come up with, because you know they are consulting with their city attorney right now, trying to figure that out. Maybe we can get this guy up to New Hampshire, because Keene's got some problems with roads needing patching. More coming up. Hour 3 is on the way. You can take control. It's Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.